Okay, in the meantime, yeah, page 279, 7 Kuf. Kuf, well, let's learn in something we'll walk in. Kuf Yud Aleph Gimel. Maybe we'll finish it today. Now we're talking about Smichas Gula L'Tfila, right? Connecting the Bracha Gal Yisrael to Shmon Esrei. Okay, yesterday we saw Chazan says, Hashem Svasai Sivsak, the Mishmaru says you say it quietly, and we discussed stuff about that. Chazan shouldn't interrupt, and, okay. Oh no, we start Kufya Beis, excuse me. We did start Kufya Beis yesterday. So we saw in Kufya Beis that you don't ask for your needs in the first three brachas, nor in the last three brachas of Shmon Esrei, unless it's Sarchei Tzibur. Unless it's something for the Tzibur. Now, Beis, very interesting Mishnah Berurah on this. Ein omrin piyutim lo kuvis, you shouldn't say piyutim. Everybody knows what piyutim are. Hard to define what piyutim are. Yeah, it's I knew you were going to say that, but that's why I didn't. It's like extra stuff. That's better than poems. So you shouldn't say those at Bitfila in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Now now the Mishnah Berurah says the Kuvitz stands for Rosh Tevis Korina Vishwa Bala Tzadikim. So you shouldn't say it in Shmon Esrei. And the Rama says, you know, the many shuls they do. So that's the Rama, Yesh Matirim. Some say it's okay. It's not just Stam that you're saying something, but it's something, again, along the same lines as we said yesterday, the Mechaber yesterday, the Rama says that it's things that are Tzarkei Rabim, it's things that are for a communal need. And that's the custom to say them. So, like you would say, like, what's so interesting about that? Especially in this show, we don't say too many piyutim that much. So, what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel brings down where the Rama says some allow you to say these piyutim in Shmon Esrei. So, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from a Chuvas Hadradvaz, Chela Gimel Simon Tav Kuf Lamed Beis. That discusses this at length and also says that you could say these piyutim in Shmon Esrei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that that the Radvaz writes there that Shiyesh Biyado Ksas Shelos, that the Radvaz had some questions. Just Ksas. I have a lot, but yeah, just a few. Sheshal Echad Min Arishonim Min Hashamayim. That one of the Rishonim was troubled by these questions, and by introspection and davening and saying the names of Hashem, they would answer his questions. Well, it's a little different, and he asked this question. About can you say piyutim in Shmon Esrei? They shivu lo shemuter, and they said it's okay. So again, this is a madrega that is way beyond our comprehension, obviously. But again, it's
who's they?
Minar Shemayim. I don't know who.
They answered his questions.
Amalek. Minar Shemayim. They answered.
Right.
Miyashamayim. It says Miyashamayim. It answers. I don't know if it was a malach, whatever it was, but it's good enough for me. And because of that, the
have you ever seen the Sefer? It's Shalos Achuz Miyashamayim.
No, I don't think this is different. He brings down the Radvaz. The Radvaz brings us down. So, that's different. That's I think that's different. So, anyways. That's different than Rasmus. Okay. And then the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that, let's say, again, we don't relate to this, but if they're taking a long time saying the piyutim, and there's a chazan who's whatever he's doing, Actually, it came up on Shabbos because I had to go to a simcha, and I had to go to a bar mitzvah and somewhere else. It wasn't a set minyan; it was in a hotel, and there was no one to lane, so they asked me to lane. So I said, I'll lane, but I'm going to be a little late because I'm going to be at our Hashgala minyan. So I sent word that they should drag out davening. So it happened to be somebody I know, the shtickel chazen, happened to daven, and people came up to me and said he had like the longest kel adon that you could possibly imagine. And even his family was saying, like, what's this guy doing? He's meshuga, like a world record kel adon. You're like, what is he doing? And I started, so I went up to the family. I said, you have to realize I'm makir toh to him, because or else I walked in right at Kedusha. So if he went to done that kel adon, I would have been sunk. So anyways, or they would have been sunk. They would have had to, I don't know, have another drusha before laning. I don't know what. So anyway, so if someone else thinks is happening, so and it's getting late, you're going to miss Man Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't wait for them. Don't wait for them and go ahead and daven. So you could daven, say Shema in proper time. It could be even Zman Tefila sometimes. So again, another interesting Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's just start Kuf Yud Gimel to page 280. Eilu brachos shochem b'hem avos tchila v'sof. As you know, these are the brachos which we bow for. Avos, first bracha, right? Okay, beginning and end. In other words, right at the beginning, and then brachat Hashem Mogen Avram, which is the end of the bracha, and uvahodat tchila v'sof. And also when we thank Hashem, right? Modim, beginning and end. In other words, hamachaz ishkin asol letzion modim, and then at the end when we make a bracha, so that's the end of the bracha. So those two brachas are bracketed by bowing. If somebody wants to on their own bow at the beginning of a bracha, and the other brachas besides these two, or the end of any bracha, we teach them you shouldn't do such a thing. Shouldn't do these things. But if you want to stay bowed in the middle of a bracha, Yachol Shachos, you could do that. Okay, we're going to see a little more about this Amir Tosham Belinah tomorrow. About is there an issue, as we know, of Yehura of looking like your big tzaddik? So again,
what's the translation of that word? Yehura.
What?
What's the translation?
Haughtiness, boastfulness.
It's
more than that.
It's also a hard word.
I know it's an Isser Deraisa. But anyways.
Isser
Deraisa? Yeah.
What?
Being a Balgaiva? Sure.
That's not being a Balgaiva, that's more about a presentation.
It's worse. Yeah.